Fall Compost. Hello and welcome, everyone, with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Mattis. As the leaves start to really fall now, it's a good time to maybe start thinking about a backyard compost pile that you never got around to before. Gary Crawford has more.
The easiest way to get started with the backyard pile is in the fall, when the leaves are beginning to fall.
That first voice there, Pat Milner, microbiologist, doesn't mean she's a tiny, tiny, small biologist. It does mean she studies microbes for the Agriculture Department's Research Service. Of course, microbes are what turn leaves and such into rich soil compost for yards and gardens. But we have to help them do it. And Pat was out here on the mall in Washington, D.C., showing people how. She says as the leaves start falling, Pat Milner says homeowners need a couple of things for that pile. One, those things that fall out of the trees in the autumn, and some grass clippings.
Allow the grass to not get cut like every few days, and then go over it after the leaves fall down with the lawnmower. It chops up the grass and the leaves at the same time, so you avoid having to rake the leaves, and at the same time you chop the leaves up along with the green, and so the combination of the green and the brown is what really, really helps. So when you stack a bunch of these leaf catch clippings in a big pile, within 2 days, it'll heat up to 140 degrees Fahrenheit.
And that's where those little fellows, the microbes, start to work.
The microorganisms are chewing up all the nutrients that are being released.
And you can add stuff from the kitchen to the pile all winter, fruit and vegetable waste and eggshells. You will have a nice, hot pile of stuff there that will not smell and will not attract little rodents or creatures. And Pat says,
within about 3 to 4 months, you take the very top layer of that off and you've got beautiful compost to incorporate into your garden.
And you can use it all the way down to the bottom, rich, fertile stuff for free. And of course,
you're not sending it to a landfill.
The Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.
Hope all of you have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.